A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tik 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Chav Tes, Nedarim 29a, pagination is 57. We're going to be starting from the facing page, making reference to the Mishnah and the Gemara, which comments, and then we're going to go directly to Amud Beis. So the Mishnah on Chav Ches 28 told us that if a person made a vow that certain trees should be like a korban, ad sheyekatetzu, until they are cut, until they are uprooted. And the case apparently was that there was a tremendous wind, and he thinks that they're going to become uprooted, and he makes a vow, perhaps in that merit they won't be his, and they'll become holy, but whatever his intent is, he says that they should be like a korban until they get cut. And then it turns out that the wind doesn't uproot them, and we're dealing with these trees, and we want to know what their status is. Says the Mishnah on the top of Amud Beis, Ein lahem pidyon. You can't redeem them, which the Gemara understands to mean that even if you redeemed them, it wouldn't work. Or on some level it wouldn't work. And we need to know what exactly is stopping it from occurring and what the status of the money is, what's the status of the trees. So the Gemara asks, five lines from the bottom, on the words, Hare netiya so elu karbon, if he says that these trees should be like a karbon, ad sheyekatetzu, until they are cut. The rule is, ein lahem pidyon, they cannot be redeemed. Asks the Gemara, ula olam, they can never be redeemed? That's pretty odd, that something can never be redeemed, that you can't give money, designate it the equivalent of the holiness of a korban, whatever the dynamics are, you should be able to redeem it. Amar Bar Pada explained, Pidaon chozros ukidashos, padon vechozros ukidashos. Every time he redeems them, they become holy again, because the vow that he made, that made them like a korban, happens again because they still have not yet been cut. So the money that he does the redemption with does become holy, and the trees become kadosh again based on his original neder, ad sheyikatsetsu, until he cuts them. Nikatsetsu, but when he indeed cuts the trees, podam pam achas vidayu, you could redeem them once, and it will already work. According to Bar Pada, what's happening here is that the original vow that he made is able to reach out and make them kadosh again after the redemption, which is a very interesting thing that's happening. Because once you make something kadosh, right now you can't make it kadosh again. It's already holy. You need to first redeem it, then its status changes, it becomes mundane again, chulin, and now you could be mekadesh it. And we're attributing this repetitive kedusha to his original statement that he's able to actually reach out to make it kadosh after its status makes it available again to become kadosh. And then he redeems it, and then it becomes kadosh again, all based on that original statement. Let's look at today's daf, Chav Tes Amud Beis, where the Gemara relates a bit of a story of interaction. Chav Tes Amud Beis, three lines up. Yosef Rav Ovin Rav Yitzchak B'Rebbe Kamed Rav Yirmiya. These Tamidei Chachamim were in front of Rav Yirmiya. V'kaminam named Rabbi Yirmiya, and Rabbi Yirmiya was dozing. He was listening, but only half listening. He was tired. Yasvi v'ka'amri, and they started getting into a deep discussion. Lebar Pada, according to this ruling of Bar Pada, the Omar, that he says, Padan Chozros Ukedashos, that you could redeem the tree. And it'll be an effective redemption as far as the fact that the money becomes holy, but the tree will once again become Kadosh, based on the original statement, Tifshot Deboi Rav Hoshia. Perhaps we can bring a proof to resolve the question of Rav Hoshia. What was Rav Hoshia's question? Hanosin shtei prutos leisha. A person gives two coins to a woman, va'omar lo, with the statement, ba'achas hiskachi lihayom, with one coin I want you to be mekudashes, become my wife today, uva'achas, and with the second coin, hiskachi li la'achas she'egarshich. And the second coin should be the kiddushin after I divorce you. Now, I don't know exactly why he's doing this, but let's take his words at face value and figure out what status occurs. You can't be mekadesh a woman a second time. Either she's your wife or she's not your wife. So the first pruta made her his wife, and she's married. He's giving her at the same time a second pruta, which is not applicable at this time, but after I divorce, then the second kiddushin should take effect. That's what he says. Hachanami, they wanted to resolve the question of Rav Hoshia, paskin the shaila, dahave kiddushi, that it works. And you can give a coin now, so that after she becomes available for kiddushin, meaning after the get, she'll be mekudeshes once again. What's the proof? So you see over here that the tree became kadosh from your statement. You can't make it kadosh a second time. It's already kadosh. But if you redeem it, if you change its status, then the original statement of let it be holy on an ongoing basis will take effect, even though something had to change in the middle to make it available again. But that original statement could take effect. So perhaps over here, where the man says, I know I have a temper, I know I might be megarish you, so I'm giving you a pruta now for kiddushin, and I'm giving you a second pruta that should be the kiddushin, even if I do the foolish thing of divorcing you. Interesting. Okay. Ita buhu Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya woke up. He heard a piece of Torah that didn't sound right to him. And he popped up. He wakes up from his nap. Omaluhu, and he says, Maika medamisun. How in the world could you make such a comparison? Padan hu lepadam acherim. The status of your personally redeeming those trees is different than if someone else redeemed the trees. Hachi am Rabbi Yechanan. We have a ruling from Rabbi Yechanan that padan hu chozus kedushos. The only case where we said, according to Bar Pada, that they regained their Kedusha status based on the original vow, is if he was the one to redeem them. Because it was always biyado, it was always within his hands to do all the things that had to be done. So, agreed, they were not yet done, but it was all bikocho, in his ability to do them. And therefore, he can already do it before it's available to be done. Let's be specific. He's able to make it kadosh. He's able to redeem it. And after he redeems it, he's able to make it kadosh. But padum acherim, if someone else would have mixed in to the timeline, so that he makes it kadosh, and then someone else redeems it, at that moment he can't make it kadosh. This sequence is no longer available for him to be done at a certain point, And therefore, even if he were to buy it from the Redeemer, it's not going to automatically become Kadosh again because the sequence was interrupted, and Ein Chozros Ukedushos, and the tree would not become Kadosh again. Only reason it's becoming Kadosh again is because it was always in the possession of this person who made the vow. V'isha, and when you do the comparison to the woman, he says, Kipad'uha acherim damya. It's like someone else redeemed the tree. It has the same status because there's someone getting mixed in the interim that stops him from doing it, namely the woman. The woman doesn't have to accept Kiddushin at that moment from him, and someone else could be the one to offer her the Kiddushin that she will accept. And therefore, the original Kiddushin that he gave her as the second coin to be effective upon divorce is not going to work. The concept of doing something for later that you can't do now is only if you personally can bring it to that point without interruption from anybody else. But if there is interruption, like by the tree, someone else redeeming it, and therefore you first have to buy it from them with their consent before you can make it Kadosh again, or by the woman, she's now in her own rights. She doesn't have to accept Kiddushin from this husband, from this man. And therefore, you can't, before the fact, do something which you can't do now. Again, to do something that you can't do now only works if it's biyadcha, in your hands, to bring it without interruption of anyone else to that point where you could do it. If that was true, that's the case of the tree, which remains in his possession. He redeems it himself. His original statement that it should remain holy until it gets cut will take effect from its original statement. But by a woman, you can't do that comparison, because by definition, the minute she's divorced, she's on her own with her own decision-making process. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.